Experts fight for fairer prices so you could switch, save money and get back in control. That's why more people come to us to find their energy, broadband and mobile deals than any other site. You switch. We put you first. Verify at uswitch.com/verify.
I am disabled and I like to do things fast. And now fast just got better. New Persil Wonder Wash.
The first detergent from Persil designed for the shortest cycles. It blasts away invisible dirt and sweat even in 15 minutes. Perfect for getting laundry done fast.
Better on order, better on fragrance.
Buy Persil Wonder Wash now at your local supermarket. Versus leading Persil liquid in 15 minutes. Physical removal of stains and malodor compounds.
In the Dream Stock Clearance Sale, shop massive savings on a wide range of beds and mattresses, all with free delivery. Dreams. Love your bed. Exclusions apply.
In the Toolstation Club, our loyalty is built to last. We give you 5% off everything, every day. It's less searching for sales, more setting standards. It's money off what you need, when you need it. It's putting the power in your hands. And with more savings when you spend, you can keep on raising your level. Sign up online or on the app and join the club today for free. Toolstation, for a job done right.
Subject to £75 a month minimum spend, terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, let's get the business.
Rayo. Download it from your app store and hear your favourite Absolute Radio stations and more. And hear the latest news next on the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. A US Secret Service internal review has found there were multiple security failures on the day of the first assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The report identified poor planning and communication breakdowns, as well as complacency among some agents at the Pennsylvania rally. The report also highlighted the failure to secure the building the shooter fired from. A former Harrods employee has described Mohammed Al-Fayed as demonic, saying he controlled everything with fear. The billionaire, who died last year, is accused of sexual abuse by 37 women. Lawyers say they believe more will come forward. Hamas says Israel will pay the price for killing a top Hezbollah commander in an airstrike in Lebanon. Israel claims it's protecting its citizens and insists it's not interested in wider conflict in the Middle East. And Liam Gallagher has revealed his set list for tonight's heavyweight boxing match at Wembley Stadium will only include Oasis hits. He's playing ahead of 96,000 people watching Anthony Joshua take on Daniel Dubois.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Under pressure, Everton manager Sean Dyche could be without up to 10 players for today's crucial trip to Leicester in the Premier League. Merseyside club are suffering their worst start to a league season in 66 years, having lost all four games so far. Everton have been criticised for having a lack of possession, but Dyche says that's nonsense.
Winning changes perception. It's simple as that. No mention of lack of possession at Everton last season. 5 home wins. Beating Liverpool, no mention of that. It's just these are the challenges of modern management. You know, when things are going against you, everything gets mentioned, everything gets dissected, picked to bits.
Before that, West Ham take on rivals Chelsea this lunchtime at the London Stadium. Liverpool will be looking to bounce back from defeat at Nottingham Forest with victory at home to Bournemouth. And British tennis player Emma Raducanu was retired from her Korea Open quarter-final due to injury. She withdrew from the competition after losing the first set 6-1 against Daria Kasatkina.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Heavy and thundery showers in the south, dry elsewhere with sunny spells in the northwest of the UK. Highs of 23 Celsius.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
I don't know what to say other than your off-air work there was the best it's ever been.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have.
And it's awful to not tell the listener what happened, but I don't know how to do that without being rude about you.
Go on, just be rude.
Well, you
have license to be rude.
Got more excited about jam jars than I've ever seen anyone.
I just can't believe that people are so casual about jam jars. I love jars. I don't understand. I just, why wouldn't you save them? Don't you like jars?
I like jars, and it is a time of life thing.
You've just given me a lovely jar. And like, that's not just the contents, that's the jar as well.
It's a good jar.
It's a good jar. It's a good bit of glass, that.
What will go into that?
Oh, God, don't get me started. I mean, a gin and tonic, a cocktail.
So you'll drink from it?
I'll drink from a jar. Oh, I love a jar. Look at your head in hands.
Well, I thought you were at the pickling time of life. That's what I thought. You've looked at that as
no, I'll drink from a jar. I'll use a jar. I love a jar.
Okay.
I love all the shapes. So many jars.
I do like a jar. Do you know, I saw a thing on the internet. You know the little dessert pot things?
Yes.
The glass ones?
Yes. You can put tea light in there.
Do you know what fits exactly on top?
Go on.
Top of a Pringles tube.
Oh!
Goes right on top.
Yes, so you can use it. I could have put a tomato in it.
You could have
it. It could be a tomato vessel.
You are freed of the responsibility of
No, but now that you've said I could put it in one of those little guys, I'm going to bring a tomato.
I don't want it now.
No, I'm going to bring it.
I'll tell you. Well, I'm going to bring a dumbbell. And if you bring it
tomato, that's crazy.
I'm going to smash it in front of you. What else was there in that? And that little, there was jam jars, and then just as the song was coming to an end, ooh, I'll tell you later. It was just an exceptional piece of work. It was great fun. Do you like jars? I guess everybody likes jars. It's time for the news that's not news, that should have been in the news that wasn't in the news.
Yes.
It's squirrel-based.
Oh, lovely. I love
You're right
squirrel.
With that? You
I
like
love
a squirrel?
Squirrel-based story.
I think people have very strong opinions either way on squirrels.
Yes, it is a love-hate situation.
I was chased by a squirrel through central London, and I'd say it remains one of my daughter's top five memories.
What do you mean chased?
It approached.
Yeah.
And she was scared, and any sense of bravery I show is to create the impression for my daughter that things aren't scary.
Right.
A squirrel approached.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, hello, mate. And then the squirrel kept approaching.
Oh.
And then I was like, excuse me, this is my personal space.
Yeah, yeah,
squirrel
off.
Kept approaching.
Right.
I receded.
Yeah.
Stepped back a little bit. Squirrel
you
continued
away.
To approach.
You ran away. You ran away from a squirrel.
I walked confidently away from conflict.
You ran.
I opted out of conflict.
Wow, you ran away from a squirrel.
I think it should be celebrated. But I used to have I feel like we're going to have to come to the story after now, but I used to have, to declare myself as a squirrel aficionado, I used to have a squirrel when we lived in London that I would feed from hand.
A friend? The squirrel. You had a squirrel friend?
I had a squirrel friend, used to pop in the garden. I lured him closer and closer with nuts, so the
right.
nuts were on the table, then the nuts were on the windowsill, then my hand was out of the window and Sydney would take the nuts
Sydney?
From my hand.
Hang
Sydney.
On. What?
Sydney the squirrel.
Sydney? You named him?
Got to be alliterative, yeah.
And
I knew he was a gentleman as well, because of I can show you a picture. That's always a fun thing with a squirrel, isn't it? I knew he was a gentleman.
You're 100% sure it was the same squirrel?
Yeah, because he had a little bit of his ear missing.
He'd been in a fight.
He was protecting another squirrel.
Okay,
I didn't
a lot
see.
Going
this is a story
here,
I made up. Well, I made
you
all that
and
up.
Sydney.
I don't
had
want
a
to
special
see.
Bond.
Yeah, I don't want to think of Sydney as a scrapper. So I decided
he
that
was
Sydney
attacked.
Was defending another squirrel, and that's how he lost a bit of his ear.
Right.
Then it got to the point where Sydney would jump onto the windowsill and bang on the window if I hadn't put nuts out. So I have perhaps encouraged squirrels in my life. We'll come to it after this. But there is a story about squirrels that I think will lead to a film. if you want to audition for the film live on air, that would be great fun.
Is there a part for me?
I think there was definitely a part for you in this.
A speaking part.
Listen, let's see how the audition goes. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're talking to someone who can't put a tomato in a tub, so let's see if you're able to get in my film.
Okay, I'm excited.
It's a squirrel story, it'll lead to a film, and it has led to a statement from a big company. So we'll have that after this. And if you want to talk more about jam jars, you've got a few minutes. feel like I'm cheating on the listener because I feel like there's on-air John and there's off-air John.
Yeah,
and there's what's going on here. Which do you prefer?
Well, can I just say as well, talking of you, John, someone else is worried that you, the image of you putting your nuts on the table for Sydney has slightly unsettled them.
It does sound creepy.
Yeah.
At least they were my nuts, not Colin Firth's nuts.
That's true.
I used
that's
my
a
own
callback.
Nuts.
That's two shows ago.
The entire duration of that song, there was a conversation in the studio about jam jars.
Yeah.
Kilner jars.
Yeah, stacking jars.
Porridge.
Jar saving, hacks. Sharing jars.
I would say that conversation happened between myself, Kerry, and producer Jeff. And I would say was witnessed against his will by, I'm going to have to call you Young Will, the face that when I turned to you.
Bewilderment.
Because I realised, oh, Will hasn't joined in. And then the face you were pulling. You were so ashamed of all of us.
You weren't getting behind the jar club, were you?
But no. Is it because you're worried that one day... Is it because you look at this as your future or you just think we're pathetic?
I'm petrified, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've made you afraid of just growing old. But, you know, you're at a time of life where you order an extra McDonald's milkshake and you pop it in the fridge for the next day. And I think that is to be applauded. So well done to you. UK train cancelled. I'm doing my newsreader voice
I'll
now.
Go on, yeah.
UK train cancelled after freeloading squirrel refuses to get off. The disruption on Saturday forced the 7:54 a.m. service from Reading to be terminated before it reached its destination at Gatwick Airport. Staff tried to shoo the furry freeloaders off when the train reached Redhill in Surrey, but one squirrel refused to disembark. A statement from GWR said, "We can confirm that the 8:54 Reading to Gatwick was terminated at Redhill. This train did not go on."
And to Gatwick as well. So you've got people that need to...
People have missed flights.
Yeah, for those squirrels. I think that's unacceptable.
After a couple of squirrels boarded the train at Gomshall without tickets, breaching railway bylaws.
That's...
Oh, by clause.
Right.
That's what they've... They're having a laugh with it. I don't think you can really have a laugh if you fail to take a squirrel off the train. It's not your joke.
Why can't you just leave the squirrel on the train? Why does it have to get off?
I think it was... I imagine it wasn't sat quietly on a seat reading a paper. No. I imagine it was moving around in a way that upset
scurrying
other passengers. We attempted to remove the squirrels at Redhill. One refused to leave and was returned to Reading to bring an end to this nutty tale.
Oh.
I don't like you making jokes about it.
Do you think one of them was Sydney?
Oh, I hope so. I hope Sydney's still about when he's travelling by rail. I did make him very confident, so he's probably had someone's
lunch. You didn't
knit
him a jumper or something, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't.
But you make a very good point. Somebody's missed a flight because of those squirrels.
Yeah, of all the train lines for that to happen, the Gatwick one, that's a disaster. Can you imagine waiting with your luggage to go on holiday and then a squirrel gets on and causes chaos?
It does feel like last week we were asking for texts about reasons you haven't been able to go to stuff that sound made up.
Yes.
Imagine missing an international conference.
Because a squirrel
Doctor, where
on
are you?
Train.
There was a squirrel on my train. We were turned back at Redhill.
You'd be livid.
You would be absolutely fuming,
wouldn't
you?
Get your dumbbells out.
Or maybe, you know, if... Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd be like, eh, it was quite a cute squirrel.
No way. Not if you're missing a flight.
The film is obviously Squirrels on a Train.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, would you like to be...
Who would I get to play?
Well, I guess what I'm seeing is frightened or disgruntled passenger.
Definitely disgruntled, mate.
Yeah? Yeah.
Are those two, I'd go disgruntled.
Clutching your jam jars.
Yeah, livid. Livid with my clanking jars in my suitcase.
There's train manager...
Oh, that's an interesting role.
Yeah, or there's the squirrel itself.
Oh, I don't want to put a zip suit on. I used to do that with children's entertaining.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I was a mouse for a couple of years.
Oh. That's
Mrs. Quite... Mouse, because you couldn't be the branded mouse.
Oh,
the most
course.
Famous of all the mouses.
Yeah.
So I had to be the kind of low
just
grade.
Just move on from that.
The low grade mouse.
So what do you want to be? You've got time to quickly audition now.
I'm going to be the disgruntled passenger.
I'll be the squirrel.
Okay.
Yeah?
Oh, you've got... Are you going to speak?
No, I don't think so.
Just
I shall
noises.
Just be vaguely sort of ratty.
Okay, go. Get off this train! I've got a flight booked to Ibiza!
Now that we get into it, yeah. I think actually it is probably a short movie rather than a full epic.
John Richardson. All right, see. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Energy threads through everything we do, from this radio show to your home or your phone, to school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores, to box set binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade, the largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations, connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
What if you could get that new form feeling every 90 days? Sliding the box open. Peeling back that screen protector. Heavenly. Only Auto Switch Up gives you the flexibility to swap your phone after 90 days without having to pay off your contract. Auto. See what you can do.
New and upgrading customers eligible plans. Switch up via O2 channels. Use every 90 days max or wait longer. New price may be higher. Terms apply.
Breathe it in. That new car smell. It comes as standard with every brand new car found on Auto Trader. And there's no need to hold your breath. Because we have thousands of brand new cars ready to roll. Brand new cars found at Auto Trader.
Folding laundry's so dull.
Fancy a Mauan?
Oh, they're so chewy.
Yeah, the chew lasts longer than a ladder that reaches the moon.
It lasts longer than a long line of line dancers locking their long limbs.
It lasts longer than a lifelong longing to be a legendary long jumper with the record for the world's longest long jump.
It lasts longer than a long-haired longboat captain's longing for a cup of oolong after a year-long trip to a long-lost lagoon.
Easy for you to say.
It isn't.
With Mauam's longer-lasting chew, it's easy to chew's fun. Chew Mauam.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a great range of building products. This month, we've got 600 by 600 millimetre carver quartz porcelain paving for only £24 per square metre ex-VAT. And with free delivery, that's a real deal. Find more real deals online at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Net charged at 20%. Free delivery within local delivery areas.
Give Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/award.
Your bed. Exclusions apply.
Stop. Listen. Chicken. The 10 mini fillet bucket. £7.99. 10 succulent mini fillets. Buy. Eat. Digest. Good. Repeat. Believe in deals. Believe in chicken. KFC. Until 6th of October, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
When one's role is to deliver good news to the nation, one mustn't take it lightly. So let me put on my regal voice as I, Tom Allen, declare that in People's Postcode Lottery's October draws, you could win a share of £20.4 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dreamier holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of September. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Don't be afraid of your freedom!
Cambridge is very invested in this squirrel story. Yeah. She said the squirrel will now have to appear on Long Lost Family to be reunited with his friends who got off early.
I do think that when things get on separated? Public transport. I think that, you know, when there's a fly on a plane, you just think, that's a Spanish fly. And now it lives in England.
It's just...
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not going to speak the language.
Yeah, it's well out of its comfort zone. Sorry, what was that again?
Buzz buzz.
Is that a Spanish
That's Spanish buzz. So all our fans are like, hey, buzz, buzz, mate. You know what I mean? It's just buzz, buzz, isn't it? And he's like, buzz, buzz.
That is...
He's not going to like the food.
No.
No.
Well, out of his country.
No patatas bravas.
The currency. Won't have the currency.
I do feel, I hope it flies back. But and also the thing of like, that's the thing about, like, snakes on a train, a plane. I enjoyed it. But if you're British, I don't think, it doesn't need to be a snake. The image of a squirrel on the train is terrifying. I think, to be honest,
yeah.
I would be frightened of...
And you're all right with squirrels, though, because
I like
of your mate Sydney.
Wouldn't like to be on a plane with one or a train with one.
I've a been plane? On, no.
I've been on public transport with a pigeon. Didn't
yeah.
like it.
Yeah. Any bird indoors is wrong.
Wasp. Didn't like it.
Oh, wasp. Yeah, but that's a different... There are different issues with wasps.
Yeah. I mean, even a fly on public transport will upset me.
Imposter animals. This is a good news story. A Chinese zoo has admitted that pandas in their exhibits are, in fact, painted dogs.
No.
Yeah. According to the New York Post, visitors at Shanghai Zoo realised they're being bamboozled when the so-called pandas were barking pandas. Yeah.
That's what this is really
more
about, isn't it?
Animals.
The language that these publications use. Just picture someone. We talked about emojis last week. Somebody just staring at the glass, scratching their head, like putting their glasses on. Something about this panda. It doesn't seem panda-like.
Yeah. And it, well, when it barked, it gave itself away.
It barks. Yeah. It's eating pedigree chum.
There's but something... then what sound do pandas make?
I don't know.
I mean, then maybe they do bark.
You're the improv expert.
I think we've established I'm not.
I'll be the zoo visitor, you be
no,
the panda.
No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this game anymore. I'm trapped.
Tilly, come and have a look at the pandas. Oh, it's got a lovely collection of jam jars as well, the little panda. Don't like jam jars, but the voice of the youth has spoken. Will very confidently came off the back of that last link and said they sound like sheep. Yeah.
What, pandas?
Pandas sound like sheep.
Is that a fact?
Well, let's find out. We've got a panda noise here.
Sounds like a horse. A small horse, granted.
That's not a panda. That's somebody dressed up, but that's an even worse zoo than the dog zoo. That's just somebody in a black and white onesie just chewing on some celery.
I didn't expect that sound to come out of a panda.
No.
I don't know what I expected, but not that.
sheepish, I guess. It was barish. I'll let you off. I will allow you to stay one more week. But next week, you better tell me what a koala sounds like and it better be accurate. I'll tell you that now.
There's loads of animals you wouldn't know what they sound like if pressed.
Oh, yeah. I'm awful. I don't listen. For me, it's about what I need to tell the animal.
Yeah.
Sydney, our relationship wasn't... I didn't listen to Sydney. He listened to me. I needed someone to talk to.
If we did an improv role play and Sydney did make a sound, and I'll be you. Come on then, Sydney, have a nut. Now you be Sydney.
Please, I'm starving.
So Sydney's you.
Get dressed. Now, from 2 o'clock today, it will be, of course, rock and roll football with Matthew Ford and Matt Dyson. I, of course, as ever, want to ruin his afternoon. I tried last week, do you know, in my link, and I have to hold my hands up here. I said, be nice to Matthew this week because Forest are going to get an absolute pasting at Liverpool. And they only went and won. So I'm not going to speculate this week. In fact, I'm going to do the opposite. Oh, I bet Forest are going to thrash all the other teams this week. Hopefully that'll come back. Last week, I set you the challenge. Could you text in his show in a way that he wouldn't realise, and after we discussed me getting stuck behind a sofa, could you text in with some furniture, as many sort of furniture texts? We've had one text with multiple furniture mentions.
Stu in Rochdale has been in touch. He says, hi, Fordy and Dyson. Subway will be the death of me, he says, when I see them building my foot-long garlic cheese steak sub. I'm salivating all over the display cabinet like one of Pavlov's mutts. I plonk my ever-widening behind at the table and shove it in my gob faster than Brentford scoring against City this afternoon. Anyway, it's great to hear you back in the chair, Fordy. Best wishes for your continued recovery. What a lovely message from Stu in Rochdale.
Thank you very much, Stu.
Lovely work.
That is sensational. Yeah. That's three pieces of furniture, and they've actually referenced what a great text it was.
Yeah.
And I tell you what as well, I think that's two from two for Stu in Rochdale, because I think Stu was the week before as well.
Really?
Yeah. So if you can beat Stu in Rochdale, he's 2-0 up.
Oh, he's a Jedi at this.
He's very good.
He's very good.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to try and I'm going to join in this week. So I'm going to come up with an alias, and I would like, after we talked about printer hate, dongle hate, router hate, electrical items. So if you want to text in Rock and Roll Football 2-5 this afternoon, try and get them to read out text with electrical items. Have you any examples?
What about think the players will be getting the hairdryer treatment at half time today? There you go.
Yes, they'll go for that.
Great to hear you back on my speakers.
Yeah, yeah, they'll fall for that.
Yeah.
They're not clever enough to spot that. But I bet they'll be listening now and they know what's coming and they'll still read it out if you're listening, Matt and Matt. I think there's a lot of tech there, isn't there? Monitoring football games and results and things like that.
Oh, definitely. You could smuggle loads in there.
Vidi printer. That's a good one, isn't it?
I don't know how we'll get dongling.
Who's on the wing for Manchester United this week? Is it still Gary and Phil Breville? You know, that kind of thing.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
At NFU Mutual, we're not usually ones to blow our own trumpet, but when you win the Which Insurance Brand of the Year, not once, not twice, but 3 years in a row, it's hard to resist. We're the only insurance brand to win 3 years in a row, and it's all thanks to our quality cover, efficient claims handling, and personal attentive service. Okay, enough trumpeting on. Thank you. For quality insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual.
Hey you, with the hands at 10 and 2. Ever felt that nudge that your motor might need a little TLC? When it's time to go under the hood, eBay's got you covered. From mirrors to headlights, find all the right parts by entering your reg. And if it doesn't fit, eBay Assured Fit means you can return it for free. That's our money back pledge. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit. Exclusions apply. See ebay.co.uk for more details.
In the Toolstation Club, our loyalty is built to last. We give you 5% off everything, every day. It's less searching for sales, more setting standards. It's money off what you need, when you need it. It's putting the power in your hands. And with more savings when you spend, you can keep on raising your level. Sign up online or on the app and join the club today for free. Toolstation. For a job done right.
Subject to a £75 a month minimum spend. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, let's get the business.
Hi, thanks for joining the video call. I'm really excited to chat with you all today.
Oh, sorry, Jess. You're breaking up a bit there. Hi, Steve. You're on mute. Yeah, you're on mute. Still can't hear you, Jess.
Oh, sorry. One sec. There's someone at the door.
Meetings better in person. Better get a travel lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
The fastest route will take 30 minutes. Route selected will take 50 minutes. Are you sure?
Yeah, let's take the scenic route.
The MGHS plug-in hybrid with up to 75-mile EV range. Sophisticated, spacious, and packed with cutting-edge technology. Scenic routes optional. Find your happy space with the MGHS range, also available in petrol, from £24,995. Book a test drive at mg.co.uk. WLTP mileage and may vary. T's and C's apply.
Wolves, a new film on Apple TV Plus starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
You know you can do what I do. That's why you called me.
You're a man who can fix things.
Making things disappear is a one-man job.
I'm here to take care of your problem.
Until now.
Who are you exactly?
Who are you?
Some old bag man?
Two fixes, one night. Nowhere to run.
They set this up. You've seen too many movies.
Wolves, streaming on Apple TV Plus 27th September. Subscription required.
In the UK, there are nearly 3 million lost pensions.
Find us.
At AJ Bell, we're on a mission to reunite you with yours. In fact, every time we track down a pension, we ring a bell. It's really quite fun. If you love the sound of bells, it's definitely not a little annoying. Can we turn the music up a bit? These bells are doing my head in. Open the account today and let us help find your long-lost pension pots. AJ Bell. Feel good investing. Pension criteria apply. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute Radio Noughties. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could change things to suit you? Like changing your music. Oh, okay, let's try something else. With Sky Mobile, you can change your phone and your data plan to suit you. Join Sky Mobile, the UK's fastest growing network.
Swap after first 31 days, 12 month age plan required. Mixed down effective after 1 month. Fastest growing 2021-2023. Verify sky.com/mobile claims. T's and C's apply.
Make me a winner.
Hey, it's Hattie Pearson from Make Me a Winner. We ended the week on a rollover. So will you be our winner on Monday when there's 160 grand up for grabs? And it will be paid into your bank account straight after the call. Text WIN to 81215. That's WIN to 81215. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entry is £2 or call 0330 880 4594. Calls are charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only. All the rules for this Rayo network competition are on our website. Enter before lines close at 3 p.m. on Monday and then we could be calling you. To win, just answer your phone within 5 rings with the phrase, make me a winner. Entries since Tracy won on Thursday have rolled over. To enter, text WIN to 81215. Good luck.
Make me a winner.
How do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
There's a still in the street outside your window. You're keeping secrets on your pillow. Let me inside, no cause for alarm. I promise tonight not to do no harm, I promise you, babe, I won't do you no harm. And we're caught up in the crossfire of heaven and hell. And we're searching for shelter. Lay your body down, lay your body down. turn down the light. I forget all about the storm outside. Dark clouds roll their way over town. Heartache and pain came a pour.
We've pretty much come to the end. It's that time of the week where, for those of you who have graced us with your company for the full 3 hours, we will tie up any loose ends. I recognise it can be frustrating when something is started and not finished. Michael says, I had no idea John Richardson was even on the radio. I was only thinking about you yesterday when I was cleaning my skirting boards. Thanks,
well,
Michael.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah, that's all right.
Craig in Bromley said, I once accidentally called Alexa Siri and now neither of them will talk to me. and he's putting some lovely emoji work there. The hands up. What can you do?
Yeah, what's that
little
all
one.
About?
And Denise has said, good morning. My daughter's car broke down so many times that the last time it happened, she actually cried and bit the steering wheel. I want to see that.
I do. I hope it's left an imprint.
Yes.
There.
Teeth marks on a steering wheel.
Yeah, there's definitely. That's
We've
hurt
all had
you more than it's hurt the car.
I've cried in cars. I've cried with cars and old cars.
I've cried in the car in Bristol when I went down for the open day at uni. I couldn't find my B&B. Just pulled into the road and had a bit of a cry.
You've had some sad times in cars. We've learnt that this episode.
I have,
as
but
well.
I've had some lovely times as well in cars. I've had some lovely picnics.
John in cars.
I'm in park. I had a whole day to waste in Brighton. I say I had a day to waste. I was too tight to pay for parking. I went to a free multi-story on the outskirts of Brighton and I had a little picnic on the back seat and I watched a seagull trying to crack into like a mussel and it was flying it up and dropping it down and trying to get into it. And I
when
had
was this?
On.
Is this pre-internet? Because as entertainment goes, that is lo-fi, mate.
I felt like Chris Packham. If that had been on Springwatch, that would have been a massive... That would have gone viral, that, if I'd have filmed it. But the squirrel went too high and I couldn't film it. But I've had some lovely times in cars. Don't worry about me, mate. I'm absolutely fine. Sometimes I sleep in the car. Dale in London says, although not backed by actual science, which is a fantastic way to start any interaction with anybody, I think certain people... Oh, this goes very quickly. Although not backed by actual science... I think certain people have an aura about them, which in fact disrupts technology.
Uh-oh.
I say this because when my partner or my mother or my mother-in-law, any of them claim foul on a piece of technology, claim foul is lovely language as well, the moment I walk into the room, the technology starts to work. Either I have calmed it or I'm its boss and it decides it wants to avoid a reprimand, so falls into line. Either way, technology obeys me, Dale in London, humbly protecting technology every day. We're going to, in a minute, need to decide what we're titling today's show. I'm going to give you fair warning, Kerry, because a lot has gone on today.
We have covered a lot.
We've covered a lot of ground today. We've had a right laugh, mm-hmm. and we need to decide what we're going to call the podcast of this show. So you've got a little bit of thinking time.
Okay. That's about it for us. You're not here next week, are you? No, I'm not.
Do another
gonna
stuff?
Miss me.
I don't know, it depends, because we've got Angela Barnes in and I really think she's going to nail it.
I'm going to talk to Angela this week.
Are you? Yeah. You're going to sabotage Angela?
Sabotage you via Angela.
Do you know what he loves? Open with a big swear. That's his favourite thing.
Take him a tomato and he'll be putty in your hands.
Thank you for this week.
I've had a lovely time, John.
I've had a lovely time. We've had a laugh this week, haven't we? Mainly off air, which is a shame. Really funny
Save
stuff.
Save the gold for off air. That's my motto.
We've been discussing failed technology, and my favourite link was the one you nearly didn't get back to because you couldn't get back in the room because your pass wasn't working.
Yeah.
After discussing failed
technology. Got locked out.
What do you think we should call this week's podcast?
100% we should call it Jars.
just gone straight for
one word, mate.
I think you'll find what I've done is slightly more intellectual.
Oh, really?
So I thought, like, because we were talking about, like, losing our temperature and like losing our temper with technology,
yeah,
and we talked about Jars, I thought, like, keep a lid on it.
Oh, John, that is genius.
Thank you very much. I'm hoping next week Angela will meet me at the level.
You were
that
so
I
embarrassed you had to do a voice.
Thank you so much for your input this week. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Kerry. Sabotage Matt Fordy's here from 2. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye bye.
John Richards
and the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Next. Hi, just these, thanks. Did you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
OK.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Oh, two?
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple. Like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
In Wren's summer clearance event, get up to 50% off selected quartz worktops. Offer applies when you buy 5 or more units, ends the 25th of September.
Energy threads through everything we do, from this radio show to your home or your phone, to school halls, to market stalls, to dance floors and the full-time scores, to box set binges, to takeaways, to celebrating birthdays. That's why National Grid is working to deliver the Great Grid Upgrade, the largest overhaul of the electricity grid in generations, connecting more clean, affordable wind power to you and all the things you love to do. The Great Grid Upgrade. Find out more at nationalgrid.com.
Just got a brand new van. It's an expensive van. It's got comfy seats. And that MP3 player.
If you're accused of infringing copyright on a client project, for example, unwittingly using a dodgy knockoff version of a famous song, Hiscox Business Insurance could help protect you. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
Here's football legend Jamie Redknapp for new hands-free Skechers slip-ins footwear.
As a football player, I'm used to not using my hands. So when Skechers came out with hands-free shoes, it was a match made in heaven. Because with new Skechers slip-ins, I just step in and go without bending down or touching my shoes.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store or Skechers.co.uk.
To the busy people who do, who rise and fall but see it through. Those who rise from their sleep, despite the call of fresh new sheets. Here's a moment for you. Braidock shower to boost your mood. Enjoy a moment of solitude. Sea salt and fennel to awaken the senses. Shower away your day's distresses. Whatever job you're headed to, let your shower awaken you. Don't just get ready. Feel Radox ready.
Wolves, a new film on Apple TV Plus starring George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
You know you can do what I do. That's why you called me.
You're a man who can fix things.
Making things disappear is a one-man job.
I'm here to take care of your problem.
Until now.
Who are you exactly?
Who are you? Some old bag man?
Two fixes, one night. Nowhere to run.
Let's set this up. You've seen too many movies.
Wolves, streaming on Apple TV Plus 27th September. Subscription required.
When one's role is to deliver good news to the nation, one mustn't take it lightly. So let me put on my regal voice as I, Tom Allen, declare that in People's Postcode Lottery's October draws, you could win a share of £20.4 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dreamier holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 30th of September. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next.
Growers harvest porridge oats, price matched at only 90p for 1 kilogram at Tesco. Makes for some tasty overnight oats, which make themselves overnight. Fancy that. That's true value. Tesco. Every little helps.
Serving suggestion price match 29th of the 8th per rata versus GBLD. Check twice weekly. Excludes promos. Selected stores. Excludes Express and Northern Ireland. Details tesco.com/Aldi price match.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Kat Wright. A review of how US Secret Service agents dealt with an assassination attempt on Donald Trump has highlighted multiple security failings. The former president was shot at a rally in Pennsylvania in July. The internal report says there was poor planning and communication breakdowns, as well as complacency among some agents. A former member of Harrods management team claims Mohamed Al-Fayed would cherry-pick women from the shop floor. 37 women are accusing him of sexual abuse. Fulham Football Club, which the late businessman used to own, says it's trying to establish whether anyone there has been affected. Hezbollah claims a second senior commander has been killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital. The militant group says Ahmed Wahbi and Ibrahim Akil were among a number of high-ranking officials killed in Beirut yesterday. And the voice of various Thunderbirds characters, Daleks in Doctor Who and Grandpa Pig in Peppa Pig, has died. David Graham was 99.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Newcastle will go top of the Premier League if they beat Fulham later. Should they fail to win, Liverpool could end the day at the top if they bounce back from defeat at Nottingham Forest with victory at home to Bournemouth. Chelsea travel to West Ham in the lunchtime game. England's cricketers are just getting their second one-day international against Australia underway at Headingley. Harry Brook continues to captain the side in place of regular skipper Jos Buttler, who's injured. And Daniel Dubois says he's ready to fight as he defends his IBF World Heavyweight Boxing title against Anthony Joshua tonight. The All-British showdown will take place at Wembley in front of a crowd of 96,000 people. Joshua says he's ready to put on a show